Section B, Activity 1B. Steve is going to China to study. His friend Yong Ming is telling him about the table manners in China. Listen and number the pictures in the order you hear them.
You must be excited about leaving for China tomorrow, Steve.
Yeah, but I'm a little nervous too.
Why?
Well, for one thing, I don't know how to use chopsticks very well. And I don't know how to behave at the dinner table.
Oh, I see. Well, one important thing is that you're not supposed to start eating first if there are older people at the table.
That's interesting. In the United States, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I know. It's also impolite to stick your chopsticks into your food. You shouldn't point at anyone with your chopsticks either.
Oh, okay.
Oh, and there's one more thing you need to know. You're not supposed to talk when you're eating dinner. Only parents are expected to talk at the dinner table. Children are not allowed to speak.
Wow, that's unusual.
Haha, I'm just kidding.
Section B, Activity 1C. Listen again. Match these sentence parts.
You must be excited about leaving for China tomorrow, Steve.
Yeah, but I'm a little nervous too.
Why?
Well, for one thing, I don't know how to use chopsticks very well. And I don't know how to behave at the dinner table.
Oh, I see. Well, one important thing is that you're not supposed to start eating first if there are older people at the table.
That's interesting. In the United States, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I know. It's also impolite to stick your chopsticks into your food. You shouldn't point at anyone with your chopsticks either.
Oh, okay.
Oh, and there's one more thing you need to know. You're not supposed to talk when you're eating dinner. Only parents are expected to talk at the dinner table. Children are not allowed to speak.
Wow, that's unusual.
Haha, I'm just kidding.
Section B, Activity 2B. Read the letter and answer the questions.
Dear Laura, thanks for your message. Yes, I'm having a great time on my student exchange program in France. I was a bit nervous before I arrived here, but there was no reason to be. My host family is really nice. They go out of their way to make me feel at home. The grandmother knows that I miss Chinese food a lot, so she actually learned how to make Chinese food. She also has a teenage granddaughter about my age who is really kind. She always talks to me in French to help me practice. You wouldn't believe how quickly my French has improved because of that. I'm very comfortable speaking French now. Although I still make lots of mistakes, it doesn't worry me as it used to. My biggest challenge is learning how to behave at the dinner table. As you can imagine, things are very different from the way they are at home. For example, you're not supposed to put your bread on your plate. You're supposed to put it on the table. I thought that was pretty strange at first, but now I'm used to it. Another example is that you're not supposed to eat anything with your hands except bread, not even fruit. You have to cut it up and eat it with a fork. Another thing is that it is impolite to say you're full. If you don't want any more food, you should just say, "That was delicious." Also, you're not supposed to put your elbows on the table. I have to say that I find it difficult to remember everything, but I'm gradually getting used to it. I don't find French customs so strange anymore. I'll write again soon and tell you more about my life in France. Hope you're having a good school year. Yours, Lin Yue.